As large parts of the country experience record cold weather, a winter snowstorm blanketed most of Vermont this week. It signals the start of another ski season in the state. For resorts, that means adding hundreds of seasonal employees. Not easy, with an aging population and low unemployment rate. So some resorts are offering generous benefits to entice workers. Vermont Public Radio's Henry Epp reports.
On a recent Saturday, department managers at Sugarbush Resort in Warren, Vermont, set up at tables inside one of the resort's pubs, ready to talk to prospective employees.
Today, I have not hired anyone. I have sat down with a few people.
That's Sean Heslin, the facilities manager at Sugarbush. He's looking to fill about 10 positions, and he says it's difficult to find Vermonters to fill those jobs when the state unemployment rate is just over 2%.
I think a lot of people have jobs. A lot of my hires do come from out of state. We have been expanding our housing programs here at Sugarbush.
Employee housing is a more recent addition to the seasonal benefits and perks at Sugarbush. It also offers free ski passes, lessons, discounted food, and daycare. Year-round employees can qualify for health insurance and a retirement plan. And the resort's HR director, Anne Marie Todd, says certain specialized jobs have even more incentives.
Our snowmakers, in the last 2 years, we have changed some of their benefits. They get a sign-on bonus of $200, and they also get an end-of-season bonus of $1 for each hour worked.
Todd says the resort really needs those specialized workers, but it also needs workers in every department.
I mean, basically, we have about 200 full-time year-round employees, and we go up to 1,100 in the winter.
Sugarbush isn't just facing a tight labor market. It also has competition. 45 minutes up Route 100, Stowe Mountain Resort is holding its own job fair. In the parking lot outside the event, I meet Joe Shea. He's standing by his truck, smoking a cigarette, getting ready to scope out potential jobs.
Hotel operations, possibly food and beverage.
Shea says he's worked in the service industry for years. He's doing that kind of work now at
Sugarbush.
Really?
Yep.
So what brings you to Stowe? Yeah, what brings you to Stowe?
Just been there about 7 years. Change pace.
If Shea does take a job at Stowe, he'll be in line for the standard perks. Ski passes, discounted food, but also vision, dental, and medical insurance, even as a seasonal employee. I listed some of Stowe's benefits to Wynn Smith, the owner of Sugarbush, and asked if he can compete with them.
That's very tough.
Smith notes he does offer health insurance to his full-time employees. No matter what, though, there's a limited pool of potential hires here in Vermont. And in recent years, Sugarbush has looked internationally to fill the void. Smith says the resort has brought on about 120 international employees for the season, mostly students from Central and South America.
They're only allowed to work 90 days. So we have to stagger them so they come in at our busy time. They leave really before the spring totally ends. So it's good, but it's also a challenge.
Smith says Sugarbush will keep hiring for a few more months. One deciding factor in how many employees they'll need is how much snow the resort gets this year. And Smith says some less than scientific indicators point to a long winter.
The hornets seem to be building their nests a little bit higher. The woolly caterpillars seem to be thick with black and on the nose and black, you know, on the tail.
So if you believe those signs, Smith says, the thousands of seasonal employees at Vermont ski resorts could be in for a busy season. For Here and Now, I'm Henry Epp.